And I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We are indeed glad that you're here on the first Sunday of a new year. Hope that you had a good Christmas and a good New Year's. And now as we begin to worship, a wonderful way to begin. Let me invite you to repeat after me. And you'll understand, we're going to do this a couple of times in the worship today. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
O my soul.
O my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name.
Bless his holy name.
Pray with me. God, as we are here in this moment, we pause. We pause from all the challenges and all the joys and all the sorrows and all the ups and all the downs of living life. And we focus on you. And God, it's hard because too often we're told to focus on us. And it's hard for me not to focus on me, oh God. But in this next hour, would you help me focus on you? As we sing hymns, as we pray, as we read your word, as we listen to music, as we share from your table, may we hear from you. And Lord, may our goal be to bless you, O Lord, with all our soul and all that is within us. May we bless your holy name as we worship you. In Jesus' name we pray.
This song, In Remembrance of Me, page 365, is one of the songs from the youth musical Celebrate Life. Came out, I was privileged to sing in the world premiere of it at Glorieta, New Mexico, and sing with the composer and all that. So as we stand and sing, really watch the words in this. Let's stand as we sing.
In remembrance of me, pray. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this beautiful day of worship, and thank you for this church. Please be with those that could not be here today and comfort them, and be with us all as we start a brand new year. Please take this offering to further your kingdom. In these things we pray. Amen.
While the children are coming, I wanted to remind everybody that Awana resumes on January the 10th, and our theme is Snowman Night. So wear something white or something with a snowman. So I hope you'll come. Hey, boys and girls, we're back for a new year, right? Brand new year. We're so happy that you're here to worship in the new year. And thinking about the new year, there's something that's been on my mind, and I want to share it and ask you about it. I got this right here. What is this? Toothbrush. Well, I've been thinking about this. Would it be all right, you think, if I just brush my teeth once a year? No? Well, how about twice a year? No? How about maybe just once a month? Why? Why couldn't I just do that? I don't have time. Wouldn't be good, would it, for our teeth? Actually, do you know that dentists tell us that we should brush our teeth at least twice a day? Yeah. And if you could do it three times, that would even be better. Because if we get in the habit of brushing our teeth twice a day, not once a year, we wouldn't have many cavities. Our teeth would be prettier. They would be healthy. Our gums would be healthy. They would look pretty. So you don't think once a year would work? Okay. Well, how about my soap and washcloth? How about if I just take a bath once a year? No, I'm just teasing. We can't do that. I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. So we need to get in habits, don't we? Good habits of brushing our teeth. We also need to get in good habits of washing our hands, right? Getting enough sleep. We don't feel well, we don't get enough sleep, exercise. And this good habit thing brings to mind something I need to share with you. Can you think of good habits of worship? We need to have good habits of worship, which would be spiritual habits. What are some good spiritual habits that we need to start and continue in the new year? What could we do for good spiritual habits? Could we pray more? Could we come to Sunday school? How about Awana? Every Sunday? How about morning worship, like we are in right now, every Sunday? How about respecting our parents? Following the Ten Commandments? Okay. Well, Pastor Gary, in our big sermon, is going to talk about habits of worshiping God. And he's going to use some scripture from Psalms. Let's read that one verse and let's listen carefully. It's Psalms 34:1, and it says, I will bless the Lord all the time. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Praise the Lord all the time. What does continually mean? All the time, right? Keep his words in our mouth and in our minds. So that's why we come to church every Sunday, isn't it? Every Sunday. To take care of our spiritual life. Now, our physical health is important too. But even more important is our spiritual life. And we need to come to church every Sunday to do that, don't we? In our Sunday school, we worship with people our own age. But in morning worship like this, we're with everybody, aren't we? And that's very important for our spiritual health. Okay? Let's go to God and say a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for these children who have come today. We thank you for their parents who understand that they need to be here. Help us get in our hearts that we need to worship you all the time, every day. In thy name we pray. Amen. All right. Hope to see you next Sunday. And don't forget to brush your teeth. How many?
I know some folks that might have voted for that once a year, brushing your teeth. And thank you, Martha, for helping us with the children's sermon. Repeat after me, bless the Lord,
bless the Lord.
O my soul,
O my soul.
And all that is within me,
bless his holy name.
Powerful words, words of worship, words of praise as we pray together. A couple of names I'd like to add to our prayer concerns. One, we just found out that Joanne Thomas is probably currently en route, maybe has gotten to Duke now. Her heart is out of rhythm. We want to be keeping Joanne Thomas in our prayers. Heather Hickman continues to be struggling. I appreciate your prayers continuing for Rebecca. My daughter, she is also continuing to have some struggles. Prentice Jackson, we want to be remembering in the hospital. Trevor, we want to continue to remember him. Trevor's with us in worship today, but he has more treatments coming. We're going to keep him lifted up in our prayers as well. In our prayer, when you hear bless the Lord with your head bowed, pray out loud with me and repeat it again as we have done before. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, on this first Sunday in 2016, we have gathered here to worship you. And Lord, we have brought before you the names of people with special needs, asking you to be involved in their situation. We know that healing comes from you. We know that hope comes from you. We know that health comes from you. We know that life itself comes from you. And so, oh God, we just lift them to your care, knowing that when we lift them to you, we lift them to the best place. And Lord, on this Sunday, it's a time when we reflect back, not only on last year, but on all of our life. And we are mindful of how even in the dark days, you're with us. In the bright days, you're with us. In the sunshine and in the rain. In the good and in the bad. In the joy and in the sorrow. You are our God. And we have gathered here today as your people, thankful for your provision in the past. And so, O Lord, we come today to do what you have taught us to do. And so we pray, bless the Lord,
O
my soul,
and all that is within me.
Bless thy holy name.
And Lord, as
we think of this new year, we are grateful for your promise that you will go with us, that whatever light may come our way, whatever dark may come our way, we are with you, and you are with us. And so for that reason, we pray, bless the Lord.
O my soul,
O my soul,
and all that is within me,
bless his holy name. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you have given us a promise even beyond this world, that you have promised us that because our faith is in you as our Lord and as our Savior, that you have promised us not only a year, not only a lifetime on this earth, but eternity. You have promised us that all of those that we love who have died in the faith are with you even now. And Lord, for me, that is a long list of family members that I love and cherish and look forward to a day when there will be a reunion. And Lord, in the midst of an eternity that will go so far beyond these present years that we measure in days and hours and moments, you've promised us forever through Jesus, who said, if I go and prepare a place, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And so, Lord, because of your promise, we pray, bless the Lord. O my soul, and all that is within me,
bless thy holy name.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the
Thank you, choir. Where joy shall never end. I don't know that I hung on that. I like joy. You like joy? I don't like the opposite of joy. And most of the time, I'm joyful. I'm a pretty joyful kind of guy. But there are times I'm not joyful. Joyful all the time. Just as a great thought. Thank you, choir. If you have your Bibles, open with me to Psalms chapter 34. And as you're turning, we are going to begin a series on the habits of disciples. I've been captured by a book I've been reading and the idea of a disciple, a follower of Christ. One who is not just in word, but one who is indeed following Christ. Following Christ all the time. One who has developed the habits like brushing your teeth twice a day and washing your face and getting exercise and eating right and doing all those kind of physical things. Spiritually, a person who is praying every day. Who's really looking at God's Word to give direction. One who is constantly close enough to God that worship never seems weird or foreign. The hymn book of the ancient world is the book of Psalms, 150 of them in our Bible. Today we're going to look at it would be as though I were telling you to turn to page 34 in the hymn book of ancient times. And there in this Psalm of David, we're just going to read the first three verses. We'll find a spirit of the good habit of good worship. If you're able, let me invite you to stand as a way of honoring the reading of God's Word. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Let's read verse 4. I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. Would you pray with me? Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
And all that is within me.
Bless his holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Did anybody make a New Year's resolution? I don't know about you, but I've been deciding to lose some weight for about the last 3.5 months. Story. Little boy said, Dad, question for you. If there were 3 frogs sitting on a limb over a river and one decided to jump off into the pool, how many frogs would be left? And the dad replied, 2. No, said the son. There's 3 frogs and one decides to jump. How many are left? The dad said, Oh, I get it. If one decided to jump, the other 2 would jump as well, and there'd be none left. No, said Dad. Well, how many? The boy said, 3. The frog only decided to jump. He never jumped. Have you decided some stuff about your walk with God? The psalmist gives us a wonderful idea of a habit that we need. A habit of praise. A habit of joy. A habit of worship. A habit of understanding that the more I connect to God, the more I understand myself. and what I really am all about. Because I will be challenged by many folks to define me. There are folks that will define me by the deodorant that I wear, and they'll tell me I'll be a better man if I wear their deodorant. I'll be smarter if I buy their plan, follow their program. I'll be more fulfilled if I do what they suggest I do, and they have all kinds of ideas. If I drive the right car, and just when I make up my mind that's the right car, I see another commercial for a different car, and they convince me that's the car I need. And if I watch enough TV, I see so many cars I need to buy, I need to build a bigger garage. And yet many of those people with all those cars, and don't praise God, still aren't fulfilled. A good disciple must cultivate the habit of good worship. Praise. He says, praise our God at all times. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, there's always been a great debate on how much worship and praise is right and how much is wrong. And we might think that there are some churches who praise way too much. And they may be saying, we praise way too little. But be aware, I shall not solve that debate today, but I shall challenge us to make sure that before we leave this worship center today, the very idea of worship is tied to praise, that we must praise God. God puts a great desire in our hearts to worship, and we will worship. We will find something to worship. And so for just a moment, bear with me as I talk about our morning worship, this service. And why I believe it is vitally important. Because as far as I can tell, this is really the only time, as Martha said in the children's sermon, that we're all together. If you come just to Sunday school, you go into a small group of folks and you get together. Youth, you go to the youth. And each class, we go to our class. And there we spend time in Bible study. And oh, by the way, one of the good habits of a disciple is Bible study. That's coming in this series, believe me. We'll talk about its importance because it's vitally important. But it can never be the substitution for worship. You were created to praise. I was created to praise. I got to thinking, if you always skip out on worship, then you never really hear what the Lord lays on my heart as your pastor to share with you. And what God might be saying. And let me give you an even better reason. Because often when we gather together as God's people, God will use us to encourage one another, and your presence encourages me, and it encourages others. But all those are just byproducts. You were created to worship God. And from ancient times to this very time, the early church, they gathered, they did Bible study, but they also gathered to worship, to praise. There's nothing better than that moment when the disciples were gathered in the upper room, and it says they were praying and worshiping. And the Spirit fell upon them, that beginning of Pentecost, and power. There's power in worship. There's power. There's spiritual power. Today, God can say something to you in this moment as we are gathered here praying and together looking at this moment, this section of Scripture that He can't say any other time. I think of old Thomas. I wonder if it was the writer's mind when he said that it was the first day of the week, the first time Jesus, that was Sunday. And the disciples were gathered in the upper room. And the Lord appeared and Thomas wasn't there. Thomas wasn't there. Don't know where he was. He may have been doing good things. We don't know where he was. We just know he wasn't there. And you remember the story. Thomas comes after the Lord's left and they said, Thomas, you won't believe what just happened this Sunday morning. The Lord came. And you remember what Thomas said? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it's that important. I don't believe it's that important. The Scripture says the next time Jesus came, He went to Thomas. And He offered Himself, His hands, His feet. Because Thomas said, I need to touch and I need to feel if I'm going to believe. And you know that great confession of Thomas when he knelt before the Lord and claimed Jesus is his God. And Jesus said to him, Thomas, you believe because you see. Blessed are those who will worship me like us and don't get to see, won't get to handle, won't get to touch. Not only is praise important, but prioritizing God in our lives is important. And I think that's what he says in verse 3. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt. You know that word exalt? Exalt his name together. Magnify means to enlarge in size. A disciple understands that putting Christ first in our life is really the only way you can be a disciple. I think it is false to think that you can be a disciple and Christ not be first in your life. Each of us must constantly ask ourselves that question, is Christ first? Jesus gives us many stories and teachings that indicate there are many who think they're right, but they're not. Some say, well, we should really understand that Christianity is only one way to life, not the only way. In fact, they say that if we say Christianity is the only way, we are aware there are five major world religions. And who are we to have the audacity to say that Christianity is the only right one and all the others are wrong? But that's exactly what we say. We can say no less. We have no other place to be except there. But listen, not out of a sense of arrogance or pride, but out of a sense of humility. You see, Christ, he said he's the only way to the Father. I love people who sometimes don't spend time in God's Word, and they'll say, well, Jesus was one of the great teachers. And you may hear that from folks outside the faith. Well, we believe Jesus was a great teacher. He was a great example. He was a great man. But he was just a great man. He was just a great man like Confucius was a great man. Or like Muhammad was a great man. Or like, and they name whoever they might in the Mahatma Gandhi, whoever they might think was a great man. But I love what C.S. Lewis in Mere Christianity says about that. He says, Jesus is either the Savior of the world or he's a lunatic. Because he can't be a great teacher and say the bizarre things that Jesus said about himself and about who he was and about his mission. If he's not right, he's dead wrong. We're going to have to chew on that a little bit, maybe. Is that out of arrogance? No, that's not out of arrogance. But you see, Jesus said, you and I, we've got a sin problem, you and I. We've got a problem with sin. And that sin separates us from God. And somebody's got to pay the price to pave the way from our sin to a holy God. And there's only one who's done that. There's only one who could do that. And that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So Jesus is either a liar or he is the Savior of the world. Prioritize. Why do we need to worship? Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me, Jesus said. We as his disciples have been given the good news. Not to flaunt it. Not to say, ha ha, we're right, you're wrong. But to share the grace of God with everyone we come in contact with. To give that good news. We've just told the Christmas story. We've told it over and over and over again. You know it, how God sent his Son. The angels proclaimed it. The wise men came to see it. The shepherds testified and worshiped him at the manger. Prioritizing him. The word exalt means to raise up. With the highest regard. With the highest regard. If Jesus is the only way to the Father, if we are truly his, then we will want to exalt him in worship every day. We desire to praise. Have you ever noticed that The folks got smart that basketball and football and baseball all run. They overlap a little, but they all have their own seasons. You know, it's interesting to me how the sporting world is, because we have a desire to worship. And we don't like to use that word worship, maybe with a little W, about a football team or about a basketball team or about a baseball team. But isn't that really what we do? Isn't that really what we do? We get excited. We call ourselves fans, which is short for fanatic. Fanatic, you know, are you a fanatic? We have a desire. God created that desire within us, and we'll figure things out. And those things can be harmless, but they can be harmful too. They can be harmless, but they can be harmful. You were created to worship the Lord your God. You see, we this is going to really challenge you, but we, you remember the word vicarious? Big old word. I like big words. Vicarious. To participate with somebody by watching them do it. You know, we do that with our kids when they play Little League. You ever seen parents at a Little League game? Kids are out there having fun, and parents are about to die. They are dying. Run! What are you doing? Run! 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 Because they're playing ball. They're trying to steal second. Mom, Dad, sitting in the stands, they're trying to steal second. They're vicariously living through their children. They're playing ball through their children. Their bones aren't as young as they used to be. And now they're playing ball through their children. And they didn't do maybe as good as they thought when they were playing, so they think they're going to do better through their children. So they want their children to be better ball players because they're playing ball through them. And when you take it to the highest level, it's the NFL. It's the major leagues. It's the NBA. We pull for a team. Why do we pull for a team? When he goes up to make the jump shot, when he throws a long pass, when he hits the ball, we're hitting the ball. We're vicariously playing the game with them. We are there. We are in the game. It is our team. We're going to win. We're going to lose. We're playing right alongside them. God created us to vicariously participate in things. That's what worship is. Worship is to vicariously come. In just a moment, you know why we're going to go to this table? You know why we come to this? You know why we do this? Because in a moment, I'm going to put a piece of bread in your hand, and vicariously, I'm going to tell you it's the body of Jesus Christ. And we're going to put a cup in your hand, and I'm going to tell you it's the blood of Jesus Christ. We participate. You see, in worship, we're not spectators. In ball, we're spectators, unless we're parents. Then we're playing. But the rest of us are spectators. But not in worship. Not in worship. In worship, we're participants. Today, God is not nearly as interested in what I'm going to say in this sermon as He is what you are going to say to Him before you leave the worship center. That's where worship is. What do you need to say to God? Finally, this morning, provision by our God leads us to gratitude. To realize God is holy, Creator, Redeemer, and Lord of life. God helped us in 2015. For some of us, it was the most difficult year. And yet we see God's help. To praise Him for His provision. Oh, He says in verse 4 that we read, I sought the Lord and He answered me. And He delivered me from all my fears. When we realize that worship is the expression of God's, of our gratefulness to God, then we sing praise with a grateful heart. Are you willing to make some changes? I heard a story about a preacher. The first Sunday he was there, he decided the piano needed to be on the other side. So he moved the piano. The next Sunday they fired him. That's just how it works, you know. That's just how it works. I understand that. Well, for 5 years he was gone and things happened, and he came back. He had to come back to do a wedding at that church, and he noticed that the preacher that followed him, they hired another preacher the next Sunday, And he came back, and that preacher was still there. And the piano was where he put it. They moved it back after that first Sunday. Trust me, they put it back. But now it's where he put it. And he pulled the guy off the side and he said, I don't know how in the world you did that, because I moved that piano and they fired me. How'd you do it? He said, every Sunday I moved it 3 inches to the left. That's it. 3 inches every Sunday. Today, can I ask us a serious question? You know, I told you I've been deciding to lose weight for 3.5 months now. Maybe you've made some decisions, but you're still on the limb over the pond. Worship. The changing power of God. I wonder if in just a moment you might pray with me, Lord, help me move 3 inches closer today. Just a little bit. Today I want to give you this. I can't give you all of me. If I was real honest, God, I'm kind of a mess. And you probably can't do it all. But 3 inches. And in time, God will move us where we need to be. That's why we keep coming to worship. Next Sunday, would you be 3 inches closer? Blessed be the name of the Lord. Would you pray with me? Bless the Lord,
O my soul,
and all that is within me.
Bless thy holy name.
Amen. We share we're going to do a song of remembrance, reflection hymn, 366. Stand together with us as we sing. At Flat Springs, we celebrate an open communion in that we invite all baptized believers in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. to share from the Lord's table with us. And we come now to observe the ordinance of the Lord's Supper, given to us to remember and given in memory of our Lord and Savior, who on the night that he was betrayed, at the end of the feast of the Passover, he instituted the Lord's Supper. In this moment, we now come to observe a piece of bread and a cup. We come to vicariously worship. We come to participate in the death and in the burial and in the resurrection of our Lord and of our Savior. And at the end of that feast, our Lord took a piece of bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and he said, "This is my body. And it's given for you." Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, would you at this moment go with us as we hold in our hand a piece of bread that we might hold in our heart our love for you. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as the fathers ate and then died. He that eateth this bread shall live. And it said on that same night, our Lord took a cup, and after he had blessed it, he gave it to his disciples, and he said, this is my blood, and I shed it for you. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, again, we are mindful that our salvation cost greatly. And that your love has been written upon our hearts by your own shedding of your own blood. And for that, we are eternally grateful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And according to the law, I may almost say that all things are cleansed by the shedding of blood. And apart from the shedding of blood, there is no remission. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanseth us from all our sin. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink from the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death and his resurrection until he comes. Our closing hymn and our hymn of decision is page 375 today. If you need to make some public decision for him, but may each of us decide we will work on the good habit of a good disciple, of involving ourselves in good worship. As we stand together. Thing I always like to say in worship is, would you be seated for just a moment? We have coming today, first, Miss Kayla. We'll let ladies go first. And Kayla has been raised in this church, but she had some conversation with Matt a few weeks ago and conversation with me. And she comes today professing Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior and would like to present herself for membership at Flat Springs Baptist Church after she continues to preach the message through her baptism as a part of our church family. Do I hear a motion that we receive Kayla into our fellowship? I hear motions and say, if you join me in welcoming her, would you indicate that by saying, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And also, having been visiting with us for a long time, Fats Gaines comes today saying he and I had conversation. And he said he believes the Lord is leading him to this place to be a part of our church family. So from a sister church, we will be moving his membership. Do I hear a motion that we receive Fats into our church? And if you would join me in welcoming, would you indicate that by saying hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
God bless you. We are excited. They're going to join me. I know I need to make a few announcements. My bulletin's up there. Let me see how well I do. Journey's going to meet 4:30 to 6:30. Bereavement committee needs to meet right down here for just a moment to set a time when that committee can meet. Gene, if you'll handle that till I get there. And then third, we placed out from our medical response team the provisions for them. There's my bulletin. I don't think I need it. I think I did good. Their policy manual that we'll vote on next week, they're out if you'd like to receive a copy. Any other announcements we need to make today? Sled Day. Yeah, that's a big announcement we need to make. Well, and there's also an anniversary from 2 to 4 here in the Fellowship Hall that I want to mention. And congratulations to Hubert and Marguerite. And also Jimmy and Ernestine celebrated their 65th this past week. But our Sled Day, and there's chili cook-off sign-ups, and we need soup. We usually have around 100 folks here, so I hope you'll come. We're going to get out those words to the elementary school. We invite the whole elementary school. We've done all the jumping through the hoops to do that. And so we expect to have a big crowd. We'll have a devotion. We'll have a good day of fellowship. And we need everybody who can to come out and be a part of that. I believe it begins at 9:30. I'm reading lips. Did I get that right? Very good. Annual Sled Day, yes. Sledding begins at 9:30. The sledding begins at 9:30. So, and I promise I'm not giving blood the day before we do that. You had to been here a while, and you don't know what that means. But if you do, I promise I won't do that. So, look forward to a great time. Would you stand with me? And now as we leave this place, and y'all are going to join me up there, by the way. May we do so in God's peace, God's power, and in God's abiding presence, that we might be His people in the midst of all His people. And would you pray with me? Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
O my soul.
O my soul.
And all that is within me.
And all that is within me.
Praise His holy name.
Praise His holy name.